445. Please do follow also our Facebook page, Pastor Sota Mapalo, on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and all the details concerning the healing streams will be posted there starting from this week, so that you can follow adequately and you can receive our messages, our reminders firsthand. Now I'm being prompted by our production manager that our time is up. So sad to be saying goodbye, but please do remember we have youth conference Saturday and Sunday service, our youth Sunday. We love you so much. We are the God Life Church. What do we say? Happy Youth Week. We love you.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. Immigration apprehends 58 suspected prohibited immigrants. Worldview donates 100 trees to Mambilima Primary School. In international news, Nigeria's Dangote says we'll prioritize domestic fuel market. And in sports, Finland-based Zambian-born goalkeeper Chana Hussein declares Copa Queen interest. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has called for increased opportunities and empowerment initiatives for young people as the country commemorates the Youth Day under the theme Arise and Soar. The organization has noted that many youth continue to face challenges such as unemployment, limited access to funding, early marriages, effects of climate change, mental health concerns, and underrepresentation in decision-making spaces. ZEHEST Executive Director and Founder Clarence Monde Muziamba says despite these challenges, ZEHEST believes that with access to the right skills, information and knowledge, young people have the potential to rise above their circumstances and contribute positively to national development. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 58 suspected prohibited immigrants during a cleanup operation conducted by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office in several parts of the city on Monday, 9th March 2026. The operation targeted areas including Kamwala, Mtendere, PHI, Kabulonga, Woodlands, Chelstone, Chalala, and Chainda. According to the Chief Public Relations Officer for the Department of Immigration, Namati H. Nshinka, the individuals apprehended comprised 47 Burundians, 6 Congolese, and 5 Rwandanese who were found without proper documentation and are currently detained at Kamulanga Police Post awaiting further immigration formalities. The Lusaka operation brings the total number of apprehensions recorded across the country between 6th and 9th March 2026 to 115. Meanwhile, the Mpika Immigration Office has taken 5 Congolese nationals for failing to appear before an immigration officer upon entering the country.
In a related development, the Ndola Regional Immigration Office on Saturday, 7th March 2026, effected the deportation of a Ghanaian national, Isaac Kwesi Sam 30. The deportee was removed from the country aboard Ethiopian Airlines after being handed over to the department by the Drug Enforcement Commission. The individual had earlier been apprehended on 13th February 2026 for being in possession of cannabis and was subsequently convicted before the courts on 25th February 2026. This development brings the number of deportations effected between 6th and 9th March 2026 to 5.
Worldview Institute has donated 100 trees to Mambilima Primary School in an effort aimed at promoting environmental conservation and creating a greener learning environment for pupils. We have more in the following report by Alex Sianga.
Yeah. Worldview Institute has donated 100 trees to Mambilima Primary School as part of its commitment to promoting environment sustainability and community development. The initiative aims to encourage a culture of tree planting among learners while contributing to the protection of the environment and the fight against climate change. And this is what the Worldview Board Chair had to say.
Today, through the Worldview Institute Zambia Limited, which I'm privileged to be co-founder of, we are honored to donate 100 plus fruit trees to Mambilima Primary School under the Shanga Project. The Shanga Project is a part of our wider program called the Program Think Green, where we want to plant 1 million trees by 2030. WB is primarily a think tank. Our work is focused on ideas that can help shape a better Zambia and the world at large. However, we also believe that ideas must sometimes move from paper to the soil, from theory to practice. PTG, Program Think Green, is therefore our way of engaging the community in environmental stewardship. For us, caring for the environment is not only a civic responsibility, but also a biblical one. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, we are reminded that humanity was placed in the garden to work it and take care of it. This is what theologians often call the cultural mandate, the call to steward God's creation responsibly to prosperity.
And on behalf of the administration, staff and pupils of Mambilima Primary School, the head teacher sincerely appreciated Worldview Institute for their generous donation of 100 trees to the school, and that the gesture will not only help beautify the learning environment, but will also play an important role in teaching the learners the value of protecting the environment. And this is what he had to say.
It's a privilege to plant a tree, because I realize that life is found in trees. I know it wasn't a mistake by God to create plants before it is mankind, because everything that we need, when you look at it physically, we discover it's coming from plants. Therefore, this tree planting for Mambilima might go a long, long way in seeing that our pupils have a fruit at least in 3 to 5 years to come, which will add to their nutrition. The government is supporting us with food, but you have come supporting in the area of the food, where protective food is coming for our colleagues in Great Seven. For this gesture, we'd like to thank you so very much, that continue with your good work.
After the activity, a number of teachers and former pupils of Mambilima Primary School paid gratitude to the Worldview Institute for the generous donation of 100 trees.
For coming to our school, planting a tree is very important, because you talk of other generations to come and find them. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's like my colleague has just said. Thank you so much for coming, especially for choosing Mambilima, where you have come to do the tree planting. This will benefit us a lot. Not only these who are here, even those who are coming in the near future, other generation which will come. Thank you so much.
The exercise was successful. I would just like to thank everyone that has organized this and everyone that managed to make it. And I'm so glad to mingle around with the pupils and everyone else. Thank you very much.
The exercise was successful. I'm glad and I'm happy to be here today. I was here from 1994 to 2000, and the exercise was successful. Thank you, Mr. Nyakuru and Mambilima at large. Thank you. Thank you.
The exercise was excellent. I would like to appreciate you for coming to Mambilima Primary School.
Okay, I'm grateful for being part of this exercise. I feel a sense of achievement that at least I've done something for Mambilima, and I'm looking forward to do even more. Thank you to World You for inviting me. Thank you for the teachers and everyone, especially the pupils.
Reporting for One Love Radio, I am Alex Sianga. Stay tuned, and now we go back to the studio.
Thank you, Alex, for that report.
This is Church News.
Stay in
Committed for a Strong Foundation President Brian Chisenga Lumbwe has questioned why religious leaders fear politicians, especially the presidency. He has challenged church mother bodies to identify a president.